This is an RNIB talking book.
Henry Esmond by William Makepeace Thackeray. Preface: The Esmonds of Virginia. The estate of Castlewood in Virginia, which was given to our ancestors by King Charles I, as some return for the sacrifices made in His Majesty's cause by the Esmond family, lies in Westmoreland County, between the rivers Potomac and Rappahannock, and was once as great as an English principality, though in the early times its revenues were but small. Indeed, for near 80 years after our forefathers possessed them, our plantations were in the hands of factors who enriched themselves one after another, though a few scores of hogsheads of tobacco were all the produce that for long after the Restoration our family received from their Virginian estates. My dear and honoured father, Colonel Henry Esmond, whose history, written by himself, is contained in the accompanying volume, came to Virginia in the year 1718, built his house of Castlewood, and here permanently settled. After a long, stormy life in England, he passed the remainder of his many years in peace and honour in this country. How beloved and respected by all his fellow citizens, how inexpressibly dear to his family, I need not say. His whole life was a benefit to all who were connected with him. He gave the best example, the best advice, the most bounteous hospitality to his friends, the tenderest care to his dependents, and bestowed on those of his immediate family such a blessing of fatherly love and protection as can never be thought of by us, at least, without veneration and thankfulness. And my son's children, whether established here in our republic or at home in the always beloved mother country from which our late quarrel hath separated us, may surely be proud to be descended from one who in all ways was so truly noble. My dear mother died in 1736, soon after our return from England, whither my parents took me for my education, and where I made the acquaintance of Mr. Warrington, whom my children never saw, when it pleased heaven in the bloom of his youth, and after but a few months of a most happy union, to remove him from me. I owed my recovery from the grief which that calamity caused me mainly to my dearest father's tenderness, and then to the blessing vouchsafed to me in the birth of my two beloved boys.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?